God consciousness at the present moment, all attract. This is the Sanskrit word meaning. All attractive. Parabrahma. So unless God is all attractive, how he can be God? So Vaisarjasya Samagrasya Bijasya Jasasa Sriya Jnana Vairagya Sthaiva Sarnang Iti Bhavanga. Vaisarjasya, God must be the richest of all. God must be strongest than all. God must be the most beautiful. God must be the wisest of all. In this way, if we analyze what is the meaning of God according to Shastra or all attractiveness, then Krishna, Lord Krishna, is the perfect symbol. So our Vedic literature accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only at the present moment, but in the past also, great sages like Vyasadeva, Narada, Asita, Devala, later on, all the acharyas, like Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Sri Madhya Acharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Shani, and latest 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, all of them accepted Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And Bhagavad Gita is there. 5,000 years ago, this Bhagavad Gita instruction was given to the world. There also, Krishna gives his own description personally, because we may mistake simply by studying books, we cannot understand. Although all the Vedic literature, they aim at Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vedaishta Sarvai Ahameva Vedyam. And in the Rig Veda, it is, the mantra is, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Surya. So Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu is also expansion of Krishna. Even Mahavishnu, the original Vishnu, out of three Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Hirodaka Sai Vishnu, the original Vishnu is Krishna. Jatsaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha Vishnu mahan sa yajasya kalavisheshu Govindamadi Purusham Tavapam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is pushing on the consciousness. The Krishna consciousness means the original consciousness. At the present moment, our consciousness is diluted or rather polluted with so many consciousness. We are thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am African. But if actually we come to the original consciousness, then we become free. We have got students from all parts of the world, but they do not think in terms of this bodily concept of life. That is our first education. Dehinasminda kadehi kumana jovana. The bodily concept of life is not perfect civilization. Rather, it is animal civilization. Because animals, they think that they are this body. The human being also thinks that he is his body. So that is not very good recommendation. In the Shastras, it is said, jasyatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatradisu bhavamayyadhi jatirtha buddhi salile natarhisit janesu avigneshu saeva bhokha. So the whole trouble in this material world is troublesome. But the trouble is increased when human society is run on the concept of bodily identity. So this Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is not a manufactured movement. We are simply preaching the message of Krishna as they are described in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, the first lesson to Arjuna was to understand that I am not this body. Arjuna, when he was thinking in terms of his bodily relationship with his family members, so this was condemned by Arjuna, by Krishna. Krishna said, asachyanam sutasnam prajnavadam subhasam. You are talking just like a very learned man, but no learned man thinks like that. He just tried to understand. Then he began Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmin yathadehi kaumanam jauvanam jara tathadehantaram prapti dhirasatvam. So this is the first education. The one should understand that he is not body. He is spirit soul. The Vedic word is aham brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Spirit soul. Unless this consciousness is aroused, the human society is considered by the great sages as animal society. So this consciousness, a bodily concept of life, has increased very much all over the world. Therefore, this education of Bhagavad Gita, there is great need of. So, we are explaining this philosophy every evening, and today we have got the chance of founding this institution in Bombay. We all welcome you because you are sympathetic and participating in this movement. So, let us now begin the function. Now chant the mantra. Nama.
Nama.
Apovitra.
Apovitra.
Pavitra
va. Pavitra va.
Sarvavasthang.
Sarvavasthang.
Tato.
Tato.
Api.
Api.
Va.
Va.
Ja.
Ja.
Smaret.
Smaret.
Pundari.
Pundari.
Kakham.
Kakham.
Sa.
Sa.
Vaya.
Vaya.
Abhantaram. Suci,
Sri
Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu. Should the initiated boy be sitting here?
Yes, sir. Again, call them. Yeah, ask more. Nama. Apovitra, Pavitrava, Sarva, Vastan, Gato, Api, Ba, Lakshan, Jasmare, Pundari, Takhyam, Sa, Bhaiya, Abhantaram, Suchi, Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Atman.
Three. One. No. And then one. And then put one in one.
Bible.
I'll pass it back. I'll pass it back.
You have done it?
Yes.
Nama.
Nama.
Pavitra.
Pavitra.
Pavitrava.
Pavitrava.
Gato.
Gato.
Upi.
Ba.
Jasmane.
Jasmane.
Kundari.
Kundari.
Tachyam.
Tachyam.
Sa.
Sa.
Bhaiya.
Bhaiya.
Abhantaram.
Abhantaram.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Thank you. About it is very much interested in Brahminical civilization and cow. Brahmana Deva, Go Brahmana Hitat. Why specifically cow and Brahman is mentioned? This means that unless there is this varnasram system in any civilization and there is no cow protection, that is not human civilization. Nama Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmanita. The first consideration is Brahminical culture and protection of the cow. Because cow protection is specially mentioned in Brahminical culture. The two things are meant for advancing spiritual consciousness. Because one has to go transcend even Brahminical culture. And to support the Brahminical culture, cow protection is essential. Without milk, you cannot develop the finer tissues of your brain. And without developing the finer tissues of brain, it is not possible to understand what is God, what we are, what is our relationship. If blunt, alpamedhasa, it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Little brain substance cannot help one to advance his spiritual consciousness. Therefore, this cow protection and expansion of Brahminical culture is essential throughout the whole world. But we should not think that Brahminical culture is only limited within India. No. Krishna says, Chatur Varnam Maya System Guna Karma Vibhaga. What is created by Krishna or God, that is not for a particular country or particular nation. It is meant for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. So this Brahminical culture, what we are spreading, this Krishna consciousness movement, is Brahminical culture. So these boys and those who are initiated, they are offered the sacred thread, not immediately. Just like there are two students present here, one will be given the pranam initiation, and the other will be given sacred thread ceremony. The idea is that we invite everyone. It doesn't matter where he is born, because this is universal. Krishna claimed sarva joni sukanthya. In any species of life, whoever there is, I am the seed-giving father, aham bija pradapita. In another place Krishna says that maanghi partha vipasritya jipishu papajona. we may consider somebody as Papajani, but Krishna says that if he takes shelter of me, te bijardi parami. So this movement is very important because we are giving chance everyone to become Krishna conscious. And by becoming Krishna conscious, automatically he acquires the Brahminical qualification and Vaishnava qualification. The first initiation is given, Harina, they allowed to chant Hare Krishna with the promise that they will observe the principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. Intoxication means we prohibit even drinking tea, coffee, or smoking cigarette. They observe it. Therefore, after tasting one.
Namaste Sarasvati Devam. Prabhupada, glory to Prabhupada.